This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme, from serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Wake up. It's time to wake on up with a nice cup of Joe.
What's up, Joe, bro?
Featuring Joe Spadoni.
He's an Italian.
And Joe, the Butcher Boy Shasky.
I am slippery.
Oh!
The best part of waking up is morning roast in your cup.
It is the morning roast, man, on 95.7 The Game.
He'll bring it up to Butler. Butler waiting. Curry screens for Butler. Butler attacks Kyrie Irving. Goes up. Finger roll it. Good. No. It's an offensive foul on Jimmy Butler. The Warriors will look at this, and they're going to challenge it. You have to hear.
It has been determined that the defender establishes a legal guarding position. And the dribbler straight line pass prior to contact. The ruling on the floor of an offensive foul stands as null. The challenge by Golden State is unsuccessful. They lose their timeout. They have no challenges remaining.
Devastating call there late in the game as the Dallas Mavericks hang on to win 111-107 over the Golden State Warriors. Dubs fall to 27-27, 12-14 on the road now as they wrap up their final game of this six-game road trip tonight against the Houston Rockets. Is Steph going to play? Is Jimmy going to play? Is Draymond going to play? We'll see. But a very disappointing ending to that game where the Warriors were fighting to claw back. They were clawing. It was back and forth, Joe Shasky. They take the lead after a Stephen Curry three, but the Mavericks and that guy Kyrie Irving, yeah, he's still pretty freaking good. I know they didn't have Anthony Davis. I know they didn't have Daniel Gafford, Derek Lively. They didn't have a big, quite frankly, which was interesting because the Warriors, who, to their credit, attacked the paint a lot, they just missed a lot of easy buckets, and it was a frustrating loss. There's a lot baked into it. Good morning to all of you just getting off work, getting ready for work, getting ready for school. It is very wet out there. They're calling it an atmospheric river, Joe Shasky. I feel like we've heard that phrase 3 years in a row now here in the Bay Area. So please be safe if you're driving out there, if you're commuting, however you're doing it, on bike, on scooter, whatever. Please be safe. Don't be dumb. If you need to pull over, if it's getting too crazy, don't be afraid to do that. Tough loss last night.
Tough loss? How about horrific officiating? Oh, now, it doesn't mask the Warriors' execution. We'll get to that in a second. Gucci Mane sucks. Let's just call it like,
Who's Gucci Mane?
He's the referee who looks like the rapper Gucci Mane. It's pretty obvious. He sucks. He sucks. All right, there was a variety of plays. That crew was awful. First off, when both benches are losing their minds, clearly you've lost control of that game. The final sequence, Kyrie's feet are moving. It's inarguable. His feet are moving. It's the wrong call. Period. His feet are moving. And if we're going to go letter of the law, spirit of the law, it does not matter. Now, there would have been time on the clock. They would have had the ball. They would have had opportunities to win the game, the Dallas Mavericks. So it's not the end-all, be-all. But it was a sequence of bad calls in the fourth quarter in particular that was driving everyone nuts. Case in point, we've talked about this. Inconsistencies on consecutive possessions. Steph Curry, who doesn't attack the basket, is attacking the basket with ferocity and then gets absolutely leveled, no call. And then the very next possession, Moses Moody closes out on Kyrie Irving, who does the most garbage sweep through of all time to get an automatic three free throws. A, if it is a foul, it's a foul on the floor. B, it's a sweep through, which you've told me you're going to adjudicate out of the league. C, where's the consistency on contact on the prior possession for Steph Curry, who everyone tells me doesn't attack the lane? Then we take it a step further. The 8-second call in the backcourt on the kick, the clear kick, where you don't show me the sequencing of the clock and him bringing it up the court?
It looked like there were 17 seconds still on there.
Yeah, it was a master class in ineptitude of officiating. And it masked what should be a game that we're talking about as a great, great regular season game. The Warriors fought back from a dozen multiple times. Kyrie was spectacular. And I'm sitting here furious at the officiating. And no, it's not the reason they lost, but it's baked into this is why we're frustrated as an NBA, I'm not just a Warrior fan, NBA fan.
You called it a masterclass of ineptitude. We call that a disaster class these days, Joe Shasky.
Okay.
A disaster class from the referees late in that game. And that's fine. You know what? It's baked into it. And again, to your point, I'm not going to say that was the reason they lost. They had a lot of opportunities to score inside the paint. They scored how many? 60-plus points yesterday inside the paint. It should have been way more.
It should have been 120.
It should have been 100. Like
Pods and Draymond smoked bunnies on consecutive plays.
I got secondhand high from the amount of smoked layups yesterday in that game. I am. My eyes are still glossy from it. It's that bad. Like, no. And you know, I was talking about Buddy Hield his last couple games. It looks like he was going to break out of this funk that he was in because he was making some three-point shots. 1 of 9 yesterday, 3 points. If he's not scoring, he's not giving you anything. I saw time in and time out on the defensive side, the Dallas Mavericks, whether it was Kessler Edwards, whether it was Max Christie, who's looking like
Max
a great
Christie
pickup.
Looks really good.
He looks a great pickup since he got traded from the Lakers. I know that was obviously an afterthought from Anthony Davis and Luka Doncic, but Max Christie was a part of that trade.
Brandon Williams looked great.
Brandon Williams. Klay early on was killing them. I know he got cold a little bit late, but he had some big shots.
Klay was wide open in the first half.
He was. Najee Marshall killed him with his size, right? He had 0 for 4 from beyond the arc, but 5 of 10, 10 points, 8 boards for him. His size, again, a team going to the game that had no size, like, I didn't feel like they were exposed enough for their lack of size. I'll just say it like that. And you had Quinnen Post playing 12 minutes yesterday. I get it. Early on, he was a minus 19 in the game for his plus minus for the entire, like, I felt like he could have used him more. Did I see him in the second half at all?
No.
I didn't see him in the second half. I didn't feel it at all. I felt like you could have used him at certain points. Jimmy Butler, late in that game, that was a tough call because had he got the not charge, if it was a blocking call, maybe put some...
And he missed a free throw.
He missed a free throw.
Like, I'm talking about prior to that. But like the reality is that to me, it doesn't have to be a foul. It could be a no call.
Yeah.
But you blew the whistle, yeah. And if his feet are moving and you're going to review it, well, then you're wrong.
So
you're wrong.
There was a lot baked into that loss last night. I want to hear from Dub Nation, 888-957-9570.
Well, Steve Kerr bears a big burn of it, too.
He does.
And I'm going to go right to Steve Kerr, and I'm going to say, all right, a couple of things. First,
he's that coach.
It took forever for you to run a double team at Kyrie. He's destroying you. Mm. He hit 3 consecutive threes. No timeout? What are we doing? What are we doing? Secondarily.
42 points.
How many times have I watched this team? This is not the Iguodala-Livingston team. Mm. Stop switching on everything. GP2, fight through a screen. Fight through. You are the defensive stopper. You are giving up. When there's a screen that comes up, they did it over and over and over and over and over again. They were hunting the Buddy Hield or Steph Curry matchup on these screens that come up. They set a pick. Sometimes they'll set a pre-ball pick to set up another pick. So they'll go 2-man away. Guys, you don't have to just give up the switch. You saw it late in the game. Jimmy Butler gave you the template. No, get back. I am fighting over the top of the screen. I am staying with my man. Stop switching. And then Buddy Hield, I got him. No, you don't got him. No, you need to hedge back and you need to go off and go back on the other guy. Stop switching. GP2, fight through the screen over the top. To me, this is a Warrior problem. This is not 2016. This is not 2017. You can't switch across the board. Fight through. Stop letting them get the matchup that they want every single time. Dallas's whole MO yesterday was, we're going to run pick and rolls. We're going to run off ball screens to set up specific matchups. Mm-hmm. They failed to adjust to it. And then you failed to send a double team to Kyrie until 6 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. I love you, Steve Kerr. That is on you.
Brought to you by Golden State, serving the Bay Area for 3 generations. When you succeed, we succeed. Visit goldenstatelumber.com. It's a simple question. What was the most frustrating part of that loss for you last night, Dub Nation? You could say it was the team you were playing against because this is the team you're going to be battling for the standings for the rest of the season. You got one more matchup against the Dallas Mavericks. It's going to be at Chase Center in a couple weeks or 10 days, I want to say. It's going to be on February 23rd. So you got one more matchup against them. Kyrie Irving goes nuclear. He drops 42. Was it that? Was it the officiating? Was it, you know, the amount of smoked layups you had yesterday? You had, you know, damn near 10 more shot attempts yesterday, and it felt like it should have been more. You should have had so many different opportunities. Cutting, like, how many times did we see yesterday that the suspendables connection, as we're calling it?
They look great.
The Butler to Draymond, just Draymond cutting to the lane and just driving for a wide open layup.
Steph was not great in this game. And, no, and I have a lot
that
of...
That was frustrating, too.
But
9-23, 4-13 from beyond the arc, 25 points for Stephen Curry.
Yeah, he wasn't great yesterday. I thought he was very inefficient. He missed a lot of shots. I thought he did a lot of complaining, too. Like, get back on D, Steph. Like, on the real. Like, we got to call it out. Like, stop complaining on every play. Like, you got to get back and play. The best part of yesterday that makes me most encouraged, because there are silver linings, and I hate to be that guy.
Really?
Oh, yeah. You played in a competitive back-and-forth game in the fourth quarter. You dug out a multiple 12-point deficits. You got stops. Draymond was spectacular defensively in the final couple of minutes. Spectacular. He was. Like, Draymond, amazing. He was amazing. The Jimmy Butler-Draymond, like, two-man game is maybe the most encouraging thing to come out of this game. I thought, oh, Steph and Jimmy. I mean, Draymond and Jimmy clearly have the high pick and roll thing going on where Jimmy drops down after he gets the matchup that he wants, and Dre's just feeding them, and they're working that block. There are a lot of little silver linings. I think Moody's a player. Like, I'm learning Moody's a player. That's a game, obviously, I want. I wanted that game. I'm fired up. I'm ticked off. But if they play like that, this team is going to play meaningful games this year. It's three games into the Butler experience. That was a great game. A great game.
That's why it's frustrating, I think, if you're a Warriors fan right now, because he had two blowouts, and this was the first, like, crunch time game. This is a team that's reeling. The Dallas Mavericks felt like they were going to crash and burn.
Yeah.
Anthony Davis out indefinitely with an adductor strain. They just lost Luka Doncic, who ESPN and every other media outlet is shoving down our throat right now, rightfully so. He makes some great passes as the Lakers get blown out yesterday in Utah, but no one's caring about that because the Dallas Mavericks won. The fan, that entire crowd was just waiting to boo them off the court late in that game. They were waiting to just attack Jason Kidd, Nico Harrison, anyone out there. And the Warriors, to their credit, they were fighting back. They were fighting. They took the lead late after that Steph three-point shot. They just couldn't close. And that's been a problem for this team, Joe Shasky.
Yeah, but they lose going away. Like, 3 weeks ago, that's a game. No. 2 weeks ago, they lose that game going away.
That's true.
But, and I know that sounds like I'm doing loser talk here, but, like, I'm being real. Like, there are silver linings to that.
There are, but there's also... I can't unsee what I've saw throughout this whole season. I know we want to look at it through this new lens, and it's this new team, it's a new squad. It's Jimmy Butler, Andrew Wiggins isn't here, Kyle Anderson isn't here, D'Anthony Melton's not here anymore, Dennis Schroeder's not here anymore. This is a new team, so you kind of have to view it through a different lens, right? But at the same time, the Warriors now fall to 1-21 when trailing after three quarters.
That almost seems impossible.
0-9 on the road. If they're trailing heading the fourth on the road, they're going to lose the game. Like, that's something that needs to change when you have Jimmy Butler out there, when that's a guy we brought in to be a closer. Now, again, was it a 50-50 call? You don't even think it's 50-50? It was...
Were his feet moving?
It looked like it. It looked like
no,
it.
No, no. It's yes or no.
It looked like it. I wasn't there in real time calling the play. Was it one of those where it's, you know, the call, if it's that close, the call in the field's going to stand, or call in the court, in this case,
Kyrie
is going to stand?
Kyrie jumped to the spot to get, again, this is foul baiting 101.
I know.
Kyrie jumped to the spot to get that was not a defensive position he was trying to be in. He was trying to beat him to the spot to bail them into the charge call. And Gucci Man, of course,
James Williams,
took it. He took it. And then they reviewed it. His feet are clearly moving. And then they basically stick with it. How many times, I mean, we've seen the Warriors themselves this year get caught for the same thing, where the feet are moving, and they go, oh, feet are moving. Like, be consistent here. They're not consistent on these calls.
Shout out to those watching on Twitch, Twitter, and YouTube. We are streaming on those platforms. Joe Shasky, search 95.7 The Game, like and subscribe there. Brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union for a low-rate auto loan. Apply online or just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealer. All right, there's a lot baked into that loss last night. Not only did they lose the game to the Dallas Mavericks, a team you're going to be fighting against, not only did you lose a game against a team, like I said, which is reeling, which is down in the dumps, don't have their best player in Anthony Davis. You could say Kyrie's their best player, but Anthony Davis is right up there as far as I'm concerned. Didn't have Gafford, didn't have Lively, didn't have any size. You have the back end of a back-to-back tonight, the Texas two-step. You go against the Houston Rockets, who are one of the best teams in all of the NBA. And you might not have your three best players in Draymond, Jimmy, and Stephen Curry. Steve Kerr talked about the last night after the game. I usually don't play sound in the first segment, Joe Shasky, but this one's too good not to pass up. A very frustrated head coach of your Golden State Warriors.
This was obviously kind of a fatiguing game, late tip. You're flying tonight. I mean, can you go with all your veterans
tomorrow? I don't know. We'll talk to Rick after. So it's a tough back-to-back, and you know, that's why that's what makes this loss even more frustrating, is that, you know, we're going to get into Houston at 3 o'clock, you know, whatever it is, because, you know, the NBA and its infinite wisdom makes us play an 8:45 game, and they clearly don't care about, you know, rest or player health. It's just ratings and all that stuff, so I get it. So everyone's got to do it. The whole league's got to do it. So it is what it is. We got to strap it up and get ready for tomorrow.
I was also just frustrated as a fan and just someone that loves the NBA, but my God, the game was scheduled for 6:30. It didn't start till 6:45. Like, what are we doing?
And the game prior ended early.
Ended early.
It ended at 6:20.
There was no reason for that game to go 15 more minutes
away.
Yeah.
There was no national media. You did not need to go to Malika, and it's not a knock on Malika.
No.
Malika and Kendrick Perkins and whoever the hell in between the game. What are we doing? Start the next game.
I don't get it. I don't get it. In an era where, you know, you got Major League Baseball that's trying to combat these things, trying to, you know, cater to the time of us consumers. That's what we're doing right now. But if I'm a Dallas Maverick fan, that game doesn't start till damn near 9 o'clock local. Like, are you kidding? That would never happen here on the West Coast, first and foremost. But I'm with Steve Kerr there. Like, that's kind of BS. And you're probably going to be looking at a game tonight in which you don't have Stephen Curry, potentially, Draymond Green, or Jimmy Butler. And you could go from 4-0 or 3-1 potentially to 2-2, and that would suck heading into this All-Star break, Joe Shasky.
It would suck, and that's what makes that loss, you know, obviously sting even more. And then, you know, Clay wanted to rub it in a little. You know, I don't blame Clay. You know, Clay feels some kind of way. I thought that he was playing like a man possessed early in the game. He got a little cold late.
Nice to see him chopping up with Draymond after the game, all smiles. That was nice to see.
If I see Buddy Hield and Steph Curry go flying out on a non-shooter, like, do we understand how to close out at the professional level? Like, we go jumping out like we're doing the long jump.
You don't fear Kessler Edwards?
I just know the personnel on the floor. You know, I'm a big know the personnel. Know the personnel you're playing with. Know the personnel you're going up against. And, like, on the last possession, what's the guy's name? Number 13.
Najee Marshall.
Not Marshall. He's not going to shoot that corner three. Steph comes flying over after a lazy double team on Kyrie.
He was 0-for-4 that night from beyond the arc.
Okay, and he comes flying out at him and, like, jumps at him instead of staying low and in a defensive stance. I understand he's tired. He goes right around him. He's going to go right into the rim. It's just know the personnel. Like, being a high IQ player, part of that is understanding, like, hey, if that guy takes that shot, I can live with it. And there were multiple possessions defensively in the half court late down the stretch where I actually thought the Warriors did a great job understanding who to leave wide open in the corner to shoot those threes and who to press. But they waited too long to make the adjustment on doubling Kyrie. Like, you've watched Steph Curry get double teamed for 3 straight years, and yet you let Kyrie just go completely nuclear in the second half. And then you're like, you know what? 5 minutes to go. Now let's send a faint double team at him. What are we doing? Let anyone else beat you.
There was a moment in that game where Kyrie was just en fuego. He had a 3, then another 3, and then he chucked it up from damn near half court. It almost went down.
He did the "Are you not entertained?"
Right,
like literally went like this.
Exactly. And
as I go hands up,
I knew after that it was probably going to be night night for Golden State. When Kyrie does that, especially if you're a Warriors fan, you know this. When Kyrie gets hot, they're usually going to win the game. Especially if Stephen Curry on the opposite side was not hot. He did have a big 3 though. He did get the lead, but boneheaded mistakes, rest mistakes, whatever you want to call it. Mistakes were made from both ends, and it ended with the Golden State Warriors loss. A disappointing loss, and Joe Shasky's going to give me some silver linings. I'll try to hear it, but I'm trying to be positive as well, Joe Shasky, because you know who I am as an individual. I try to be positive, but all the factors going against the Dallas Mavericks yesterday in that game, and for them to somehow win it behind Kyrie, behind Max Christie, behind Kessler Edwards, Olivier Prosper, Kyler Kelly got a cut. Who couple minutes. Spencer Dinwiddie, you know who he is.
Brandon Williams. Sick.
Williams. Yeah. So we're going to get into that. Chris in San Jose, Oscar in Stockton, I see you guys. What's coming up in the game is brought to you by Valvoline Instant Oil Change. Safety on roadways, roads and freeways, I should say, starts at Valvoline Instant Oil Change. Your 15-minute drive-through oil change for all vehicle types. Friendly technicians check fluids, wipers, lights, tires, and more while you stay in your vehicle. Locations, coupons at BayAreaOilChange.com. We got Jason Richardson coming up at 9 o'clock. NBA Dunk Contest champion.
Jay Rich.
Two times in a row. Might have been three times in a row. But Jay Rich coming on at 9 o'clock, courtesy of the River Islands guest line, as all guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands, River Islands, and Lathrop? We're giving away more Stephen Curry 12s, knockout tournament, and the slam dunk in Las Vegas contest. All happening on the Morning Roast with Spadoni and Chassie.
Chassie!
Shopping with your parents can be embarrassing.
Why would they sell jeans with holes in them? I'm going to speak to the manager.
Mom!
That hoodie is giving. You should get it. YOLO.
Thanks to the Chase mobile app, your kid can shop independently while you keep an eye on their spending. So you can go from...
We can be twinsies!
To...
How was shopping? Saw you stayed on budget.
Thanks, Mom.
Freedom for kids, control for parents. That's family banking from Chase.
Accounts subject to approval. Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Message and data rates may apply. JPMorgan Chase Bank N.A., member FDIC.
Still getting around to that fix on your car? You got this. On eBay, you'll find millions of parts guaranteed to fit. Doesn't matter if it's a major engine repair or your first time swapping your windshield wipers. eBay has that part you need, ready to click perfectly into place. For changes big and small, loud or quiet, find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. But you already know that. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
What makes Crystal Geyser Alpine Spring Water different? We always bottle our Alpine Spring Water less than 1.5 miles from the spring source. And all our bottles are made with 50% recycled plastic from our own recycling plants. Crystal Geyser. Bottled at the spring source.
Warriors coverage on 95.7 The Game is presented by T-Mobile. Head to T-Mobile.com and get a great deal on the iPhone 16 Pro.
Mooney gets to the long rebound, takes it to the front court, doesn't have a numerical advantage, waits for Draymond and Butler to get up the floor, over to Curry for three, right side, good! Golden State on top by one, Curry! 15-4 run! And the Warrior fans in attendance explode now. It's 102-101 Golden State, 3:31 to go. We'll keep it here. Dub Nation, it's the voice of the Warriors, Tim Roy. You're listening to the Morning Roast with Joe Spadoni and Joe Shasky on 95.7 The Game.
Tim Roy on the call right here on 95.7 The Game. You heard the man. 102-101 there with 3:30 to go. And after that, Mavericks would take the lead. Three free throws for Kyrie Irving. I know Moses Moody, the shooting foul there. Shasky didn't like it. It was one of those sweep ones. Remember KD used to do that all the time? A little sweep, just your hands. Just
yeah, so you stick your hand out. You put the ball underneath it. I'm talking about the defender sticks.
Yeah.
They've tried to adjudicate that out of the league. That's called the cheapo depot, right? That's the sweep through.
No, KD used to do it on the Warriors all the time, I remember.
Yeah, and they've tried to change the rules to get it out of the league, have they not?
They have, but I don't know, like, in
that's
situations
an on the ground
like,
foul.
Yeah.
That's not a shot. That's not a shot.
It's a tricky one if you're the official, though, because if he's trying to get the ball up and shoot it in the shooting motion and he's preventing him from doing that.
He's not shooting that shot. He's sweeping through just a foul bait. Whereas on the play prior, there was more contact on a Steph Curry drive to the hoop. Literally the possession.
But you're insinuating, what if he was trying to shoot the ball, though? You're trying to say that he's not.
He didn't rise to shoot till after contact was made.
He could have been doing it the whole time.
The ground.
I'm just saying.
No, this is why. No, that is a classic.
I don't know.
You're trying to bait the officials into getting three free throws. This is why people are furious with the officiating. We don't want to watch foul baiting. We don't.
So he makes all three there. They go 104, 102. Steph makes a two-pointer. Then Kyrie comes back with another three. So get a three-point lead. And then Jimmy Butler gets the tip shot. 106, 107, tie the game. Steph missed a free throw in the fourth. First time all year Joe Shasky's missed a free throw in the fourth. It was brutal.
So did Jimmy
miss it.
It's just, like, they didn't execute.
I mean,
Pods passed up after missing a couple layups. He passed up a layup in the lane to kick it out for a three-pointer, and I'm like, dog, go up with that. We got numbers.
Najee Marshall makes the floater, 109, 107, and then they just don't relinquish the lead after that. Max Christie has some clutch free throws as, you know, Steph and Jimmy don't hit theirs. Max makes both of them. Ices the game, 111, 107. And then Pods with the turnover there late. 888-957-9570. Chris, Oscar, Nick, we'll get to you in a second. I do want to let you know, Joe Shasky, the 95-7 The Game Knockout Tournament is back. Win a chance to shoot hoops on the floor of Chase Center. Going to be giving out a keyword between 8 and 8:30 today. And then between 8:30 and 9, you're going to hear a sounder. Be the first to call in and give us the keyword. And you will win a spot in the knockout tournament. Your final chances to do that are today and tomorrow. So be listening. We got six more spots open starting today. Going to give out three, then tomorrow we're going to get out three. Tournament's going to be Monday, March 3rd. Listen between the 8 o'clock, 12 o'clock, 4 o'clock hours today and tomorrow. Have to be 18 to win and be a California resident. What was your most frustrating part of that loss for you, Dub Nation? 888-957-9570 as the Mavericks win 111-107.
Look, there's a variety of things. And, like, look, again, I'm yelling about the officiating because it is frustrating.
Sure.
And it's one of the things that does bug me. It really does. Like, as a defender, it is impossible to guard someone whose skill level, as Kyrie has, is through the roof. Kyrie's ability to jab step, to pivot, to be able to get any shot he wants at any time against any defender. He's clearly one of the most refined half-court players, ISO players of all time. He's an all-time killer against the Warriors and an all-time player.
One of the clutchest players that I don't think gets mentioned enough. He is a champion. I know Golden State Warriors fans will tell you, are you kidding me? We don't talk about it enough. 2016, this, that, and the other. But when it comes to guys, I want the ball in their hands late, not only the three-point shot, but his ability to get to the lane, any basket he wants. He's an artist when it comes to that stuff. His handle, all time.
So,
all time.
Like, what frustrates me is, we talked about it yesterday. It's like, hey, look, if you're going to call fouls, all we ask, and again, you can call it however you want, be consistent. So if Steph's off ball, getting grabbed, ripped, touched on all these screens, on all these little, like, pin downs, and then you stick your hand out on Kyrie as I put my hand out like I'm shooting the force at someone, okay? And then you do the cheapo depot sweep through and try to shoot left-handed, not even right-handed, left-handed from the three-point line. Like, come on, man, what are we doing? What are we doing? Like, that's all we're saying. And then there's an eight-second call on a violation. It's not any one. It's the totality of all these calls. An eight-second violation is called on a kickball where there's like 17 seconds on the play clock or the shot clock, excuse me. Like, no. No, it wasn't a full 8 seconds to bring the ball up the floor. No, you're wrong on that one. And then you call with the feet moving after the review, the block charge call, which I believe, look, I would like to see more no calls just in general to kind of adjudicate guys. Like, make a play on the ball. Stop trying to make a play on the body and beat a man to the spot to get a call. Like, it's play basketball. Make plays on the ball. It's the same thing when I see bigs trying to take a charge. Like, no, I would rather you go up and make a play on the ball. And so this is a larger NBA officiating issue. Does it take away from the Warriors not executing? No! The Warriors failed to double-team Kyrie. They failed to hit layups. The Warriors failed to double him earlier in the game. They're jumping out on these closeouts on non-shooters and getting blown by left and right. Buddy Hield is just, he's bad right now. They dramatically missed Kuminga's perimeter defense. They did not execute. They missed free throws late in that game. I'm left wanting more Gui Santos every game he plays.
Didn't have a shot, but he was plus 10 in his plus minus in his 12 minutes.
But if you're going to review a foul call, get it right.
Yeah.
Like, no. And you had a chance on the kick ball where you bring the ball up the court. You had a chance to review it, and they still got it wrong. So, yeah, I am a little bitter about everything. It's not one thing. It's everything.
It was the straw that broke the camel's back.
And Gucci Man sucks.
You love James Williams.
No, he sucks specifically. He's terrible.
What would you say is worse right now, officiating in the NFL or the NBA?
The NBA.
Not even close?
Because the egos involved in these officials is out of control.
They did.
Stop doing a one shot of the guy going to the... He like looks left, he looks right, he looks in the camera, and he's like, we're going to roll with that call. It's like, dude, shut up.
Who loves making a call more in a crucial situation? James Williams to the camera or Sean Hockley? 888-957-9570.
I mean, hold on. If I know your name, you're not a great official.
Well, That's not true, because we know the names for most of the NFL officials, like almost all of them.
And I think
like
a lot of them suck.
Well, also because they've been around for so long, too. We just know them. Chris is in San Jose. We love Chris. He was a regular on the pregame show.
What's up, Chris?
Now he's going to be a regular on the Morning Roast with Spadoni and Shasta. What's up, Chrissy? How you doing, man?
What's up, Spadoni? Long time no talk. I'm going to refer to your partner as Mr. Shasky, since he is the senior tenured person on this show.
I'm not that old.
But good morning, gentlemen. I'm 20 years older than me at this point.
Yeah. Chris, I'm so frustrated. Boy, hey, there's silver linings to that win. There is, because like playing in these tight games does matter. I mean, I wanted to win that one. I'm not here to like give out Capri Suns and fruit snacks. But like, there are some positives. Like Moody's playing well. I want more Quinton Post. I want more Guy Santos. Guy is a winning player.
Yeah, I agree with you. But you know, there's a few different things you touched on. You know, we can always blame the refs. I think what you said about both teams losing their minds kind of shows you, right, that they didn't have a handle on the game. I'm sure we could go view this game as Mavericks fans and say, man, they kind of screwed us here. They jabbed us there, whatever. But you're also talking about, hey, failure to close out. You know, a lot of different things that just scream coaching. And on a wide level, this team continues to blow games. They continue to get way too far down, way too early in the game. And all of that stuff, to me, it's just kind of like this is a poorly coached team. For as much as Steve Kerr's done, it's just, I'm looking at a team, and I said this when Draymond was out before we got Butler. I said, just wait till those guys come back. We're not going to get as much Santos as we want. We're not going to get as much Moody, Quinton Post, that's what I'm looking for. And then Trace Jackson Davis is a complete afterthought now. They don't have any size in that game last night. Trace Jackson Davis doesn't play. You get 10 minutes out of Guy. I look at this team in a microcosm of all of this. I mean, it's really a macrocosm. It's a poorly coached team, and we lack discipline. And I don't mean to hop on here after a loss and be like, I told you so. I just don't see this team as anything more than a play-in team at best. I think they get bounced in the first round. And a lot of that is due to, I love him. It feels sacrilegious to say this, but to me, watching Curry last night, I'm like, this guy hasn't just lost a half step. He's lost a full step. All right, and he's going to be able to shoot with his eyes closed until the day he dies. He'll be able to hit a set shot. But when he has to move his feet, dance at the top of the key, go around somebody, do all this, it's not working anymore. Yeah. And these games where he's going 9 of 23, shooting under 30% from three, under 40% from the field, those aren't like far and few between anymore. That's like in every other game occurrence, it seems like to me. So while there are some silver linings, I don't really want to address them today, Shasky.
Thanks, Chris. We're up against it. Appreciate it. I feel the passion.
What he's
and I'm kind of feeling like Chris today. Like, I kind of don't want to hear about like the goody stuff because they had a chance to get greedy today, and now they just need to, you know, try to get a winning, you know, series now with, you know, Jimmy Butler being here for four games. I would like to be 3-1, Jimmy, but they can go 2-2 now. And that would feel kind of, you know, not great. If I'm going to put it bluntly, if I'm heading into the All-Star break and I have Jimmy Butler and I was riding this huge momentum and this high, and now the usage rate for Steph is a thing. We'll get into it because we're up against it.
Taking bad shots.
37 minutes yesterday, 34, 34, 37 minutes, and then 35 minutes. Those are the last five games for Stephen Curry. It's a lot of wear and tear on a guy that has bilateral knee tendonitis. And not winning a game like that yesterday, and they're 2-3 in their last five, yeah, I'm a little concerned about Steph, too, going forward, and this break could not have come at a better time. So if he doesn't play today, I understand the trepidation if you're Steve Kerr and Rick Celebrini. We'll get into it on the other side, plus Slam Dunk in Vegas, Joe Shasky. We'll get into that. That's what's coming up on the game brought to you by Los Altos Village Association. This Valentine's Day, and it's tomorrow, boys and girls, fall in love with downtown Los Altos. From one-of-a-kind gifts to cozy cafes, you'll find the perfect way to say, I love you, all with free parking. Get more info at downtownlosaltos.org.
Steve Kerr calls a timeout, and he is still not happy with James Williams. Steve Kerr has walked all the way over on top of the logo is calling James Williams over for a conference. With help from Terry Stotts, Draymond Green in there. We'll take the break.
You're listening to The Morning Roast with Joe Spadoni, Joe Shasky on 95.7 The Game.
Still fly, big timers, classic. That's my workout mix yesterday. As Joe Shasky likes to say, he's a big workout guy. I'm a big workout guy, sometimes. But it's raining like this, it's the best. But it's also going to be packed. And again, it is pouring out there, so please be safe if you're driving, if you're biking, if you're any way you're commuting. Be safe, and appreciate you joining us here. Hey, if you want to call in, don't do it when you're driving. Just don't do anything stupid like that. Always hands-free, Joe Shasky, all right? Don't be distracted. We don't like distracted driving. I learned my lesson back in junior high school. I hydroplaned at a 180 into the guardrail on the highway, unscathed, thankfully. But I never sped again driving in the rain. Learned my lesson then. Hard way.
I learned a lesson yesterday. Yeah, as I'm preparing for, I was going to leave to go to baseball practice, but I had to feed the little guy, waiting for Michelle to come home.
Sure.
And, you know, hey, this is the thought process. We're going to help him learn a little more dexterity. He's going to feed himself.
Wait. With his spoon?
Yes.
He's going to feed himself. And how old is he?
He's one.
Okay. Man. Yeah. Good luck. That's going to...
Well, he does do a good job. He, like, holds it.
Sure. Sure.
Turns it in.
Sure.
Well, and I'm being real.
No, for a little bit. And then what happened?
Well, so, I mean, it was oatmeal, and so it was everywhere. Okay? And his whole face is covered in oatmeal with bananas. And... he dropped the spoon, and I was doing dishes and going back and forth. And Leonidas, my French bulldog, who's 13 years old, like leans over and starts licking the spoon. So I reach to go grab it. Now, again, it's like cement mix, this oatmeal, because, you know, it's yeah, thick, the consistency. And he swallows the little silicone spoon. And I'm like trying to grab it out of his mouth. And I'm like,
oh my God.
Exactly. And I'm like yelling, like, Michelle, the dog just swallowed the silicone spoon. So we had to rush him to the emergency room. And they go, hey, it's going to be $30,000 if we have to cut open his stomach. And I'm like, oh my God.
$30,000?
I don't have $30,000.
You stick your hand in his mouth and make him throw up. That's
well,
what
they
you
induce
do.
Vomiting, exactly. Vomiting yeah. Over and over and over. And because it was like a flat spoon,
yes,
it was like stuck in his stomach. He wouldn't pass it through.
Oh my God.
That was their hypothesis. Eventually, he ended up throwing it up. It was like 2.5-3 hours.
And that was symbolic of the Warriors' loss last night to the Dallas Mavericks?
It's always something in my house. It's always something. And you don't want to know how much it costs me right before a big vacation that's going to cost me a fortune. I'm just...
But you can't put a price on the health of a loved
Look,
one.
Look, I love him. I'm glad he's okay. He's going to be fine. He was hurting today.
Yeah.
I got up out of bed in the morning, and he took my spot, and he was out cold. And he got the big, you know, they put the what do they call it, the saline drip into his body.
Oh, so he stays hydrated. Yeah.
So he's got like a little bandage and everything.
Yeah.
And they shaved a part of his arm. Yeah. And this, but I'm just like, dude, it's just...
Hey, dude, you'll be in Hawaii next week. It'll be nice and sunny. Joe's going to be out on the beach. He's going to be boogie boarding. He's going to have a little algae out there. Swim with the sea turtles. You'll be snorkeling. You'll have a good time. All right?
It's always something.
It's okay.
I turned my head for a second.
And then,
and
then you saw Steph Curry miss a free throw to put the team back.
No, then I saw Gucci Man decide to just
don't blame the ref.
Take over the game.
Steph, make a free throw in the fourth quarter. You've done it all season long. That's the one you needed right there, and they just didn't get it. And then you had Max Christie, who's like 20 years old. He has the clutch free throws at the end of the night. God, that was a frustrating loss. Oscar in Stockton, he wants to talk about it. I think he's with you, Joe Shasky. And by the way, Oscar, tune in for Warriors Live today, presented by Xfinity. Stream sports from the best seat in the house with Xfinity. Bring on the good stuff. What's up, Oscar? You're on Spadoni and Shasky.
Man, congratulations, Spadoni, man. Joe been saying everything I've been saying last night and today. I mean, my main thing is that on the 24 seconds clock, they called a blocking call on Steph Curry. I could not believe. I mean, the way you said Gucci Man, so sad about it. People say I look like, no, Gucci look man like me. But this guy off crack every game. I mean, I can't blame the referees. I'm not going to blame the referees because we lost that game by missing so many layups, man. And like you said, closing out the players we should have never closed out to. That was my point. But the way the referees, they set the tone, man. They set the tone of the game because the way the calls he was calling. And Steph Curry, like you said, he don't get no calls. I'm going to say one more play, and I'm not going to complain no more. I'm going to let it go. When they called Gary Payton, you know, off the ball, hold on Kyrie. How many times do you see Steph Curry get hold the whole time? Totally. They never call anything. But I mean, I'm getting tired of these referees. They'll get Steph no credit. I'm not going to keep on complaining, but if you're going to call it on one end, you got to call on the other end. And that egregious three-point free throw call that straight through that they outlawed to end the game?
Thank you.
Hey, man, you know what? You guys have a good day. It's raining, but I'm not going to complain, but the referee set the tone of the game. They gave them a chance to win that game over and over. And that crew right there should get fined. Call it one way, call it on the other end, too. And one thing about Steph Curry, he was complaining, but guess what? He don't complain, like I told my wife, like Draymond, he should have, because that is he don't get no calls, man. That's crazy, man.
The 24 seconds,
thanks,
I totally
Oscar,
forgot about.
You,
Max, they play great defense, scramble defense for 24 seconds. There's less than a second left on the shot clock, and he closed out on Max Christie. And it was a little bump, but Christie wasn't going anywhere.
Yeah.
This is where, like, hey, guys, letter of the law versus the spirit of the rule. Like, there's too much. And again, Curry did bump him, but on the prior possession, Curry got slammed way harder with the ball in his hand going up, and no call.
I'm with you on the level of consistency. It needs to be better. It has to be better. It's tough when you're having all these different crews on a night in and night out. And as Oscar said, and as you say, once they start doing that early in the game, it's hard to get away from it. It feels like the feel of the game becomes off at that point. Much like we were talking about the Super Bowl, it was actually the opposite, because the Super Bowl, it started off with two calls that were like, we shouldn't have called those, right? There was the personal foul and obviously the offensive pass interference. And even Brady on the broadcast was great. He's like, yeah, I didn't like either of those calls. But Eagles blew them out. We didn't have to go back to that. The calls were fine most of the game. Actually, there were some non-calls on Patrick Mahomes in that one that they didn't call, that I was actually kind of shocked. But to your point, it's hard to get away from it when it starts. It becomes like a snowball effect, and then it just keeps going and getting worse and worse. And both teams, like, that's when you know it's bad, when both teams are equally mad at the officials. Like, what are we doing here?
But this, I see this, whether it's youth, high school, college, into the NBA. When you lose control of consistency early in a game, it gets out of hand.
Yeah.
It just gets out of hand. And that's exactly what happened in this particular game. And I thought it was a free-for-all at the end. I mean, it really was. And then the Kyrie ripped through. I mean, they've outlawed that play. They've outlawed that play for a reason. If you're going to call that a foul, it's a foul on the floor. You take a side inbound.
Brought to you by Golden State, serving the Bay Area for three generations. When you succeed, we succeed. Visit GoldenStateLumber.com. Jason Richardson, Joe Shastny, joining us at 9 o'clock. Warriors legend, dunk champion. Get his thoughts on dunk contest, where the Warriors are at, his thoughts on the Jimmy Butler acquisition. Jimmy Butler yesterday, 8 of 17, 5 of 6 from the line, 7 assists, 9 boards, 21 points for one James Butler the third. Nick in San Jose, John Vacaville, we'll get to you in just a second. But I am a little concerned about Stephen Curry, and this break could not have come at a better time, because I'm just going to give you, you know, we're talking about the greatest three-point shooter in the history of the sport, Joe Shasky, the greatest shooter in the history of the sport. 4-13 from three-point line yesterday. Prior to that, 6-16 against the Bucks. 8-16 against the Bulls. Okay. Against the Lakers, 6-20. Against the Jazz, 6-18. Against the Magic, 2-12. Suns, 1-6. Got to go back to the Thunder, 5-10 from January 29th. And prior to that, against the Lakers again, 2-9. I was at that game. The three-point shot, he's shooting 39% from beyond the arc this year. It's been an absolute struggle to watch, though, and I am concerned about his usage, and that's probably why he won't play today. And again, Steve Kerr talking about it, he's pissed at the Times. The game didn't start until 8:45 local. He didn't get into Houston until early at 4 or 3 in the morning yesterday, or I guess today. So there's a lot baked into it, but I am concerned about Stephen Curry, given his age. Give him the wear and tear on his knees. I know the Jimmy Butler acquisition is going to help, but how much is it going to help going forward when this is the kind of production I'm getting from the guy I'm going to need to be producing at a high level if I even want to make a play in right now? I'm concerned.
So are you're concerned about his efficiency or how sluggish he looks?
Both. I'm concerned about a guy who's not really going to give me much defensively, who's going to be very efficient going forward. I'm concerned right now.
Well, I think efficiency for this year is out the window. Like, it just is. Like, they don't have a lot of firepower, and so he's going to have to hoist up some shots that I don't agree with, right? It's part of living by the sword and dying by the sword. You want Buddy shooting right now? You want Pod shooting right now? Let's play devil's advocate here. Like, who do you want shooting? Because right now, Pods looks very inconsistent as well. I'm talking about shooting. He gives me hustle plays. He's not shooting very well. They don't have Kuminga. I think they're missing just another guy to balance the floor
out
a little bit.
I would like to not have the Stephen Curry two or three every single game where he just chucks it up to chuck it up when they need a good possession.
Well, that I agree with. There are situational spots he has taken
bad shots. And he does it every game now, it feels like.
I would agree.
Two or three or four sometimes where it's just like, why did we didn't need to do that?
But now with Jimmy, I think they're going to have to fight. This is why that game, to me, okay, look, I wanted to win the game, but to me, this is why that game was important. You have to find the balance, and you have to go through the crucible to understand what's the proper balance in a play-in, you know, do-or-die scenario of balancing Jimmy alongside Steph Curry. And I think you saw it last night.